This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. We continue today with a series of lessons which we began last time entitled Conduct Worthy of the Gospel. There are some very interesting passages which make clear in the New Testament that we teach not only by what we say, but by what we do. For instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul made clear that in our eating of the Lord's Supper, we proclaim the Lord's death till he come again. Therefore, it's clear that by doing the act of eating the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, we preach to people that we believe in the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so, without saying a word, perhaps, we are teaching the message of the basic facts of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 2, Paul says, "Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, being made manifest that ye are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in tables that are hearts of flesh." And so Paul is saying that you, Corinthians, and this principle, of course, would apply to any child of God who's really living the Christian life, you are our epistle, an epistle to be read by people as they listen to what you say, as they observe what you do. And further we find in 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, the Apostle Peter makes clear that a wife may, without saying a word, make clear by her manner of life that her husband ought to be a Christian. And many times husbands and or wives are won in this fashion, not so much by the argumentation of the person, but by their living of the godly life. And then the passage that is serving as a basis for our study throughout this series, Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, where Paul says, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel." Now, this simply means that one must live so as to reflect the gospel, that is, the basic principles of the gospel. And so, in this series, we're considering the basic features of the gospel and the characteristic or the kind of character, the Christian character, which becomes those principles, that is, which reflect them. Last time, we studied the point that one should so live as to manifest the principle that our spiritual relations to God are of paramount importance. They are more important than any kind of consideration that one could have in this earthly life. More important than any human relationship, more important than any power that one may have, more important than any physical pleasure one may have, more important than any possessions one may have. And so, in the second point, we notice that in order to fulfill the instructions of this passage, that we should let our manner of life be worthy of the gospel, we should recognize that the gospel is a message of grace, and so our lives should manifest joy and thanksgiving. We need to realize that salvation is not a matter of our having earned it at all. Paul makes clear in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, that if it were a matter of merit or of work that would earn our merit, then it would not be a matter of grace. And if it's a matter of grace, then it will not be a matter of works, whereby we have earned our salvation. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Apostle Paul again said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So there you see you have wages contrasted with a gift. Eternal life is not something you earn. It is something that God gives you on the basis of your faithful obedience to His Word, that is, of laying hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the grace of God which comes to man through Christ and the saving power of His blood. We find in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. And so in closing, let me thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.